Hello and welcome back to another episode of Foot Traffic. I want to just take a moment to say a big thank you. We've had like an influx of reviews coming in recently. And I just want to tell you, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. The fact that you go on here, leave a rating, leave a review, and share what you think about the podcast means so much to us. It is truly one of the biggest things that I think people look at because you can't see how many downloads people have. You don't get to really see a lot of information, but people can look at that number. And it basically gives them, okay, is this a good show or is it not? Okay, they have people that review. Like, how many of you go to Amazon and you look at reviews before you buy something, right? People are doing that with podcasts. So you're helping us really get the word out to more people that see that number and say, okay, this is a legit show. They have hundreds of reviews and they listen. It's also a really great way for us to get good guests on. So, we've got some amazing, amazing guests coming your way. So stay tuned. We do about two guest episodes, interviews every single month. And we've got some really, really great ones coming your way. So big thank you because you're a big reason we're able to get some of these amazing guests on the show. So anyway, today's episode is a little extra fun. We recently put on a one-day conference, Small Business Scaling Secrets. I know a lot of you attended and it was a really great day. And what I wanted to do for today was give you just a little taste of something from the conference. So we talked a little bit about boosting your sales by elevating that customer experience. And I'm going to give you a little sneak peek of what happened from this. Now, if you're listening going, man, I wish I would have bought it. I wish I would have attended. Obviously, it was a live in-person event. If you want more details on how to get the access to the recordings, just shoot us an email, info@stacytoshel.com, and we can get you information on that. Right now, we don't have plans to bring this back out to the public. In fact, we are going to be keeping this most likely as something we do to elevate our customer experience inside of Foot Traffic Formula. So this will be something we do probably every 90 days or so. That's just free, included, invite only to our Foot Traffic Formula clients, which is something, as you'll hear, I talk about a little bit in today's episode of like, what can you do to retain not just new people, new customers, the next purchase, right? But what do we do to keep our current people happy and buying again and again and again? That's what today's episode is. Now, if you already heard this, you came to the conference, I encourage you to rinse and repeat. I encourage you to listen and ask yourself, oh, shoot, I heard this a week ago, 2 weeks ago, however long you watched it, but I still haven't done it. Let this be this reminder to really get the ball rolling, to get you moving and start seeing results in your business. Enjoy. Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacy Tushel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. All right, let's do it. Okay, so we're on pillar three, service. So I want you to take a moment and think about all the clients that you've had over the length of your business. So whether they purchased from you once or they came to you for a few years, if you're just getting started, you might be able to count them on your hand, right? And if you've been in business like me for years, you know that it might be hundreds or thousands of people, right? Now, just think about this. Imagine a spreadsheet where you had to write down all of the names of the people that had bought from you at some point, okay? They no longer buy from you now, but they did at one point, okay? It would be, I bet for me, it would be thousands over the last 19 years. I was trying to think about it, and I'm like, oh, like that, it hurts to think of how many people we have. And then they move on, whether they go to a different studio, they go to baseball, right? Like they go to wherever. So I want you to make a list of how many people you think you've had that no longer go with you, that you like, is it like in the hundreds? Is it like a handful? Where are you at? What do you think it is? Okay. Make your best guess, write it down on your piece of paper. Okay. Now for me, I thought, I bet it's 10,000. I mean, we have 1,000 kids ish right now in 19 years. Like we've been at 500 for, I mean, we grew fast. So we were at 500 for probably 10, 15 years already. I mean, we were at 100 in year three. So I started to do this and I'm like, okay, So $10,000, 10,000 people times $70 a month, that would be $700,000 a month. Okay. That would be $8.4 million a year. Now, let's just say I'm like so far off. Like that's just not realistic. Let's say I really have lost 5,000 clients over the last 19 years. And honestly, I would be shocked if it's not higher than that. Okay. But let's just say it's 5,000. And let's just say we haven't always been at 70 a month. The lowest we ever charged was 30 a month. And that was only for like a couple of years. So I'm going to go with $50 a month. Okay. That means by losing those people, I am losing $250,000 a month. That's 3 million a year times the number of years from when they purchased or stopped purchasing. Okay. Now, even if I'm way off, let's say I'm just way off. I'm half like Stacy. No, wait, cut that in half. I'm still missing out on 1.5 million a year. Okay. Now that's a lot of money, right? Now it's not possible to really believe we're going to keep 100% of our clients. However, we need to get that number as high as we possibly can, right? It will make a massive difference in your bottom line. So what if you worked just as hard to retain the clients you have, right, as you did to get them in? Let me say that again. What if you worked just as hard to retain clients as you did to get them in the first place, right? One of the best hires that we brought on over the last year is somebody who focuses on customer experience, right? Coaching many very busy CEOs, I'm going to tell you that this is a job that gets lost, right? It gets forgotten about. Not because people don't love their customers. No, I work with people who are like so obsessed with what they do and how they can help people, but they don't have the time and energy it takes to truly love up on their customers because they're juggling a million other things, right? So when you have someone whose one number one goal is to keep your current customers happy, spending more money with you, renewing their contracts, referring others to you, right? Now you might be thinking, I could never hire somebody to do this. I don't have the money, but what if it's costing you, right? Or I should say, what is it costing you? Because we know it's costing you. What would it be costing you to not focus on retention, renewals, referrals, upsells? How much are you losing every single month, every year, right? So we just did the math. Now, I can't imagine the salary is anywhere near what you're losing, right? Now, we're going to talk teams in a little bit. So that's coming up and it's going to be a great session. So stick around. But I also want you to realize that this doesn't have to be a full-time position. Imagine if someone focused on this just 10 hours a week, right? I doubt many of you are spending 10 hours per week focusing on customer experience, right? In fact, let's check. Who here is a CEO who spends at least 10 hours a week on customer experience? Okay. Now, for those of you that know you aren't doing it, imagine the difference if you had somebody focusing at 10 hours per week that was allocated, right? That's 40 hours a month. That's 480 hours a year. How much better would your customer experience be if you had 480 hours of customer just like loving up on them, right? Now, if you said you were doing it, I don't know that I saw anybody, but let's say you just said, no, I am doing it. I actually don't believe that this would be the best use of the CEO's time. I believe there are other things you should be doing with those 10 hours, right? And I know that we have somebody for 40 hours, right? So when you start to see how much more you could be doing, you'll very quickly see you want somebody spending way more than just those 10 hours, right? Now, this isn't even close to the end of the session, but I have to put this here because if you are not seeing dollar signs when I'm talking about retaining people, like, right, we really have to think about that. So you're not going to get this by being mediocre, right? And honestly, you can't even be just good anymore. You have to wow your clients. You have to be Instagrammable. You have to be referable, right? If the service you are providing isn't worth talking about or sharing, you are in trouble in 2021, all right? Now, we live in a world where people want to promote. They want to share. They want to publicly tell everybody what they're doing on Instagram every second of the day, including every meal, right? Why not give them something to promote? Like, why not let them be like, why not be that amazing wow of their day for them to stick it out there into the world, right? Now, if you're thinking, And I'll say this, if I don't see somebody post on social media today about this conference, in my head, I will think it wasn't good enough. Why? Because people post. Somebody maybe already has posted about this event. People post, people share. So I don't have drama attached. I'm not going to go home and cry. I am home. I'm not going to go out of my office and cry later if somebody posts about it. But I'm going to say, we didn't talk about it enough. We didn't encourage it enough. We didn't say a golden moment that somebody wanted to share. Because I believe when you have something really, really good, people want to share it. So I want to ask you, how many of you are creating amazing experiences that people are publicly talking about you and your company, right? One of the most important steps is, how does the customer feel immediately after they buy, right? When people buy something, they get this like dopamine hit. And the problem is shortly after they question, should I have bought that? Like, was this a wise choice, right? And I really believe your onboarding strategy or your after purchase strategy is one of the most crucial times. We have to make them feel good about what they just bought, right? And not second guess themselves, because that's when you get refund requests, returns, possibly chargebacks, right? There's a lot. So I want to like get into, what are you currently doing to help your customer believe I made a great purchase? Are you sending them a receipt that says, thanks for your order? You'll receive it in 2 to 5 days. Like, is that your customer experience the second somebody buys, right? So I want you to list out, what are you currently doing, and ask yourself, how could you do more to wow your people, right? Maybe it's a gift. Maybe it's a handwritten card. Maybe it's a video DM. Maybe it's an audio message, right? Maybe it's an email with a video inside welcoming them, right? Even just an explanation of what they just bought, the benefits of it, how to use it, how to get the most out of it. I don't know about you, but I always think I should have like a better skincare routine. I mean, for like ever, I just use like water, and now I finally like use an actual like cleanser, but I have no idea what else to be doing with all of the skincare products. But what happens is I go on the site, I see the bestseller, I see all the stuff, and I buy it, right? But then what happens after I buy it is it sits in my cabinet and I don't know what to do with it, right? Now, if I got an email or a video or something that said, hey, we saw you purchase XYZ. Here is our 5-minute video on how to use these products and when to use it. I guarantee you, I'm a doer. Like, if you tell me to do something, I'm going to do it, right? If they gave me an instructional video, I would be actually using it, okay? So what's my point here? Well, if I actually use it, I'm going to buy more from them. But if I don't use it, it's not going to happen, right? So you've got to make sure, like, are they using your product? Because I'm not here to get one sale. Nope, not us, not at Foot Traffic and not at our studios. We are not here to take your money once and then go, oh, she didn't use it, but that's okay. No, no, no. We want to get you in there. We want to get you using it. We want to get you loving it. We want to get you coming back, right? And people will not come back if they don't use your product. So do you have an onboarding strategy? And if not, I want to make sure that is the next thing you put on your to-do list, a customer onboarding process. Again, it could be like an after product, because like skincare is not a program, right? It could be like a after sale strategy, okay? Everybody needs some sort of onboarding process to decrease the overwhelm, whether you are a physical product, a service, or digital products. So we used to sell this Launch to 90 program. It was one of our most successful programs. It was just a digital course and a Facebook group, and it was a DIY program, okay? Now, if you know me, you know I like to over-deliver, and I throw in like everything you could possibly need, okay? And I had this amazing welcome email with everything they could possibly have needed that was given inside of the product itself. And we had this one lady shoot us an email back a few weeks after she bought. She replied to the email, so I know she got it, and she said, I'm very unhappy with the customer experience, or whatever she said, with this process. I spent this much money and all I've received from you is one email, right? Like, this is ridiculous. And at first I was thinking, wait a minute, like, I gave her everything she needed. It's a DIY. She's clearly expecting too much. Like, this is insane, right? And then I calmed down for a minute and I processed it and I said, okay. So this makes sense. She came in, she bought. She probably doesn't even know what she bought. or what she got, or all the 70,000 bonuses I chose to throw in, right? So we took that information and we ended up creating a 12-week automated email sequence for everybody that joined our program at the time. So whatever day you joined, you were on your own sequence. And every week we basically kind of like we almost got to resell the program, right? Resell like why they bought and why they better jump back in. We got to talk about something more in detail from what they bought. So maybe one of the bonuses they bought, they didn't even remember they had. So we started to share, hey, and if you haven't seen the Trello board, you can go here, right? And then we also would share a testimonial of a win from somebody in the Facebook group to show, hey, this product gets results. You're going to want to check it out. Now, after we put that into a sequence, we started to get a ton of email replies. And it wasn't like the first one, right? These ones were saying, I've purchased things like this before, and I've never had this much handholding or support throughout this time. Like, thank you for being so organized, right? It up-leveled our customer experience like you had never seen before. Little things like this can make a huge difference. Now, 12 weeks, yes, that's a lot of emails. But we did it once and we never had to touch it again, all right? Our group coaching program, Foot Traffic, it's always being updated. And so is our onboarding process. The better it gets, the more people are going to fully use it. They're going to keep using it. They're going to be happier. They're going to get better results. They're going to tell their friends about it, right? It's crazy to think about it, how much an onboarding process could actually be making your company, right? If it gets people to use it and use it actually like the way it was intended, right? And it gets them to buy more from you, like that is absolutely going to be a game changer for you. Now, if you go the opposite route, how much are you losing by not having one, right? Like the skincare company that I bought from once, how much did it cost them to not teach me as a grown adult to use this every single day, right? Twice a day. So these are things I want you to be thinking about. Now, definitely write down, I'm hoping, an onboarding strategy or after sale strategy on your to-dos somewhere. I don't know where it's going to be a good fit for you. You decide where you feel like this needs to work. Some of you might already have one, but maybe you know you need to have a better one. You need to enhance it. Okay. Now, you can see here why we had to hire somebody to help us with this, right? There is so much to do. And the biggest problem is when the CEO is the only one focused on it, they peak too soon. They wow their customer during the phase right before they bought. They wine them, they dine them, right? And then all of a sudden they buy. It's like, yes, another sale. Let's go get more clients. And it's like, hey, wait, she's over here and you are ignoring her. And we peak too soon in customer experience. And you must set the standard and maintain it, right? You must set the high standards. Like, this is us. This is who we are. You're going to get a great experience here. And you must continuously maintain that. And that is easier said than done, right? So you really want to ask yourself, like, imagine if you were able to put this type of position in place or somebody to spend 5 hours a week or 10 hours a week. Okay. I love it. Ooh, Danielle said, this is my number one to do right now. Okay. I wanted to squeeze this in here. I know we've got a lot, but I want to squeeze this in. I think one last area that could be a game changer for you is a business. For your business is a referral program or referral strategy, setting that up. Now, I can't talk enough about this. Our number one way of getting clients without paying for them is word of mouth. We track everyone that comes into our business and word of mouth is massive, right? How many of you are friends? Like your friend told you about this event, say me in the chat. Now, the question is, what incentivizes people to move, to take action, to really tell people about it? Because how many people, you know, how do you get people to maybe not just bring it up casually, but they're like, oh, I want to bring this up. Like she's talking about it and I know I could talk about this and I'm going to say something because I'm also going to be incentivized. But here's what you have to be thinking about. You have to make sure that you have an incentive that they actually want, right? If it's not exciting, they're not going to be interested in it. Now, with that said, I don't know what your people want. What are they into? I think Tony Robbins is a great example. He does this big challenge and he has these affiliates. And I've gotten to kind of be behind the scenes the last 2 years and see everything. And I will say that I think the strategy is phenomenal because normally it's just like all these prizes and like financial and just all this cool stuff. But with Tony, what he did was he gave experiences in like exclusive events, invite only, private jet, his private jet. You'll fly with him to his private resort and mastermind with him for the day. Like those are things where his people, they don't really need more money. The top people in Tony Robbins' challenge are multi-millionaires. An extra 100,000 isn't going to do anything for them. But when he gave incentivized by experiences, right? Some of these people, like you can buy some of those things. They got excited, right? So are your incentives actually something that they care about? And then next, the reward must be big enough to care. So a $5 Starbucks gift card, right? May not be worth me sharing about something. I can just buy my own Starbucks drink, right? But someone heard me say on my social media that I wanted to get my eyebrows done, okay? I wanted to get my eyebrows microbladed. And a company locally messaged me and said, hey, we do this and we'd love to give it to you for free in exchange for the craziest list you've ever seen. And to me, I'm like, I'd rather just pay for it than have to do 72 other ways to do this, right? So you've got to be careful when you're deciding what you're actually going to give them to take that action. And then the third step, of course, is must be aware it exists, okay? So must be aware that it exists. How are you reminding them? Dedicated emails. Put it in your email signature, banners, shareable gifts online that people promote. So my friend did this and I'm probably going to steal it. She gave a gift, a very thoughtful personal gift. And the only way that you got that is by referring somebody, right? So they all started sharing this gift. And then there's FOMO. It's like, oh, you know, Kelly just did it and the Debbie just did it and the Jenna. And then it's like, I want one too, right? That's a really great strategy. And then I think too, you got to be careful because if you're mentioning it one time at the first stage of the purchase, right? First of all, it's not a one and done experience. Second of all, I probably wouldn't mention it immediately. Like, oh, thanks for joining. And by the way, go refer all of your friends, right? I think it's something that should be done in a way, right, that gets people excited. And yeah, Kelly, that's a great thing. Kelly said, I'm that person who would rather pay. And that's why you have to make it good enough or they will not take action. If you're loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, I want to invite you to hang out with me for 5 days. Yes, join us in our next live 5-day bootcamp where we will be discussing 10 free or low-cost ways to drive more traffic, and you will be blown away by the content that we cover inside. Go to drivemoretraffic.net to get signed up, and let's get you more visible.